You're listening to Package Your Genius, a conversation designed to give you clarity around your calling and serve as a catalyst for your career. I'm your host, Amanda Miller Littlejohn.
Have you ever seen someone else who is doing something that you have been wanting to do forever, and when they do it, while you've been kind of on the sidelines trying to figure out how you're going to make it happen, they step out there and make your dream come true, and they do it in a great way, in a way that you are blown away by, and you find yourself overcome with jealousy because they did what you wanted to do, but you didn't necessarily have the nerve to do or hadn't gotten around to doing yet. Well, my friends, that's the exact situation that a friend of mine found herself in. And I'll say I've found myself in that situation before too, so not to act like I've never felt it. But for this example, this is a really, really fresh example, and we talked about it. So I wanted to share kind of what we talked about with you. And so basically what happened was I recently discovered a new podcast, and I love this podcast. It's so good. It's brand new though. It's only maybe a month old or so. And so the host has about 6 or 7 episodes up, and I shared one of the new episodes with my friend, and I said, oh my God, you've got to listen to this episode. It's so good. I think you'll enjoy it, because I knew she had a road trip coming up, and I said, I think this will be great for your drive. So she listened to the podcast, and she kind of got caught up, you know, when you find a good podcast and it's really good and you want to listen to every episode. So you start from the beginning and you start catching up and kind of drinking it all in. So she did that on her road trip, and she caught up with me and she said, oh my God, I love this podcast. It's so good. It's so, so good. And so the next time that we got a chance to talk about it, because another episode had come out and I hadn't even gotten a chance to listen to it yet, but she said, it's so, so, so good. And I said, okay, cool. And she said, but it is really good, but it's kind of bringing up some feelings for me. And I asked her what it was bringing up. And she said that listening to this conversation made her feel like, you know, the thought leadership that she wants to share and the ideas that she wants to begin to birth and put out into the world were so similar to the ideas that were shared in this podcast. And it kind of made her feel, on one hand, a slight twinge of jealousy, but on the other hand, it made her feel like, well, what's the point of me even, you know, trying to get started to do what I'm trying to do when here's someone who's doing it really well. And, you know, like, what else is there to say? And so I hear that a lot, and I've actually had that feeling too when I've thought about other people who are, you know, creating videos or writing books. You know, what is it that I can say that hasn't already been said? But what I shared with her was, I love that new podcast. Is it unlike anything I've ever heard before? No. Is it the first time I've ever heard these concepts? No. Will it be the last time I ever hear these concepts? No. And, you know, sometimes you just want to hear a different take on a topic that you're interested in. Like, I love the podcast that address, you know, the things she's talking about. But because I like them, I like to kind of mix it up and hear different voices too. And as you know, podcasters are, or most of them, aren't dropping a new episode every day. So you might hear something from your favorite podcast, and then it's another week or longer before they drop a new episode. And so you need some variety. But beyond that, like, you know, I heard her saying that she felt as if since what someone else is offering to the world is similar to what she's offering, and they're doing such a great job, there's not room for her. And that really bothered me. And so I wanted to do this podcast to talk about that, because you know, comparison is real. Like, we do it. We see so much of what everyone is doing on social media, and it's really easy to get caught up in, you know, are my graphics as good as her graphics? Are my photographs as good as hers? I need to hire another photographer to make me look snatched, or to, you know, photograph me in natural light and make me look really good and bring out my features. Or, you know, she got a book deal, and should I do my book? Should I self-publish my book? Or she's working with corporate clients and I'm only working with individuals. Or she's working with celebrities and I'm working with, you know, non-celebrities. Like, there's so much comparison. And I think if you get caught up in looking at what other people are doing so much that you negate what's on your heart to deliver, that's when it gets really dangerous. So ultimately, if something's been placed on you and you can feel that sense of restlessness because you have not gotten it out, like, you can't worry about how other people are doing what they're doing, how other people are making moves, when you have moves to make. Like, regardless of if your effort yields, you know, the same results or better results or bigger results than what theirs did, the exercise of expressing what has been placed inside of you and kind of getting that out and sharing it with the world is valid and valuable in and of itself. Like, even if no one hears your podcast or no one reads your book, if there's a book inside of you, how dare you not write it and share it and get it out there, so that if that one person reads it and has their life changed, you can say, okay, well, my work has been done. And so we talked a little bit about how looking at someone else's success can make you begin to overthink whether or not you should offer your gifts to the world. And luckily, by the end of the conversation, we kind of came to, you know, the agreement that obviously there's room for everyone. And also there's more than one way to say the same thing. And there's more than one messenger for the same message. And oftentimes, people who enjoy their go-to messenger, they like to hear from a variety of people. And so we all should, you know, not worry about who's already done what we want to do and just do the thing we want to do and see what happens. The second part of that is, you know, she talks a lot about kind of getting started, sharing her gifts, and then seeing somebody like this woman who has created this amazing podcast that she really likes, you know, just kind of the magnitude of, or the monstrosity of the task when you think about, okay, I have this idea, I have these principles, I have these thoughts that I want to share, but it's going to take forever, right? It's going to take me forever to get to the point where people are even going to hear me or care. And so I kind of flipped that on her and said, literally a week ago, you did not even know about this woman. You had never heard of her. You had never read anything she's written. You'd never heard a podcast episode. A month ago, she didn't even have this podcast. This is a brand new podcast. So, you know, me discovering her podcast, liking it, sharing with you, and you listening to it and going from the space of never having heard of this woman to being like her number one fan in the space of 1 week. Think about what that means for you. And think about what that means for everyone listening, right? Like, you could have nothing today. You could have never said a word. But if you decide to get started and you start, you know, sharing your voice, you know, whether it's writing articles or writing your book or recording videos or going live on Facebook or recording your podcast, all it will take is one person to hear or see or experience your message, like it and share it, to get to your next raving fan. Like, let that sink in. A week ago, she had never heard of this woman, and now she's like, oh my God, this woman's amazing, right? That could be all of us. We are a week away or one share away from, you know, reaching our next fan. So when we kind of downplay ourselves in this whole grand scheme of things, remember that, you know, the latest artist that you discover, you know, a singer who you love or an author who you love, and maybe you didn't know about them a year ago, But now you want to buy everything that they're putting out. That wasn't the case a week ago or a year ago. And the same can be true for you. People who have never heard your name, who don't know anything about you, who are not aware of you, don't know you're an expert or don't know about your expertise, have no interest, no awareness at all of who you are and what you can do, can be made aware of you if you have the courage to share your gift and put something out there and get consistent about, you know, putting something out there and creating, you know, even if you say, okay, I can't keep up a podcast, record 12 episodes and just drop it, leave it there. You just don't know who may happen upon that content, whose life may be changed by the offering that you make. And so if consistency is a fear for you, which I know it is for many people, they don't want to start something that they can't necessarily keep up. Think about it like, think of it as a capsule, right? Or a season. Season one. Or, you know, what are those limited edition podcasts that they have on iTunes? Like, there was the Making Oprah one, and I think it was only 4 episodes. They had no intention of keeping that podcast going. They just said, we want to tell this story, and we're going to put it out there. And then the Dirty John podcast that everyone's been talking about, that was kind of I don't know the term for it, but it was just a few episodes. And again, they had no intention of keeping that thing going. And so, but so many people listened to it, loved it, and are going to keep listening to it and loving it beyond the published date. Like, there are still people finding Making Oprah or Dirty John, and they will be finding it, you know, given iTunes doesn't take their podcasts library down, they'll still be discovering it for years to come. And the same could be said for you. So don't let the fact that you haven't put anything out there yet keep you from sharing your message, because you just don't know who's going to find it and when, right? Like, we are all literally a day, a week, a year, a share away from breaking through to the right person who could potentially become our biggest advocate or open doors for our messages. But we have to get busy and share that message first. So if you are in the position of having something you want to say, but getting kind of defeated because you're looking around, seeing other people who've been doing it longer, who you feel are doing it better, who are doing it more consistently, or have gotten so much more attention from doing it and you haven't even gotten started, I just remind you to be encouraged that, like, the last person you discovered them, and then you likely were just really excited about their work, and that shifted in an instant, and the same can happen for you. So I look forward to talking with you again on the next episode. I hope you are enjoying these. Please leave me a comment, a review, or a rating, or something on iTunes or on my website to let me know that you're there and you're listening, and let me know how this content is making shifts for you.